Hey, yo, 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 you know what this is. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And we in here with a personal friend. I'm going to put my mask on while I'm in this motherfucker, too. Hey, man, I'm in with a personal homie, one of the locs, one of the homies, black entrepreneur. He got his own situation going on, man. Dilla Gang Mafia. I'm in here with none other than my homeboy, Roger that. Roger Dillard, man. Yeah, y'all tap in with it. Give it up for the homie.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Young black entrepreneur, man. Just, you know, trying to do his own thing. Made his own lane. You know what I mean? And that's what it is, bro. And we just wanted to have homeboy in here to let everybody know what the hell he got going on. And today, my nigga, birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my boy. Gotta give you a hand for that. We got to pull up for one of them too. We got to pull up for that, man. So you know, yeah, man. Let these folk know what you got going on, Raj.
All right. Well, I got a little clothing line going on. Yeah, looking a little strong. I've been drinking ever since. Got things on yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, nigga. So you were here lit.
Yeah.
You were here bent.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the birthday shout out.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now I got a little clothing line I'm trying to get together and all that. And right now I got a online you can go to. It's www.dillardgangapparel.com.
Got you.
And then I'm still working on the website, but I got a few things on there like sweaters, t-shirts.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. I bought a little shirt in for goddamn Fino today.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, hey,
hey, look.
Hold up.
Hey, I got something for you, too. It's coming in the mail.
Okay. You see it, y'all. Y'all see it, though.
Open it up, man. Shout out to my nigga, man.
Hey, but because of COVID, whenever my packages come in, I go ahead and wash them.
Oh shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you wash them. Yeah, yeah, I go ahead and wash them because, you know, you see, y'all see that, like, for safety procedures, y'all see, yeah, wash it, Dilla Gang Mafia, man, Dilla Gang Apparel, contract a little COVID virus and stuff like that, so, okay, that shit, or if you go on the website,
you can prefer, yeah, you can mock a little message and see that. After washing, you can wash it yourself.
Okay.
Hey, man,
okay.
Thank you, bro. This shit is dope as hell, bro. Yeah.
That shit hard as me. Yeah, that shit dope.
Black business. What the fuck I'm talking about, man? Thank you, bro.
Dilla Gang
the
Mafia.
Dilla Gang the Mafia, man. Dilla the Apparel, man.
Yeah.
Tell them the website again.
www.dillagangapparel.com. Y'all go peep me out.
Man, y'all go check this shit out. Man, it ain't too much. It's straight. This look designer as hell.
Yeah, right now, I'm working on the sweatsuits right now. I'm working with another company that's going to try and give me a good price. You feel what I'm saying? So,
you know, when you young, when you doing the clothes thing, I think that's what it is for young entrepreneurs. You know that as well.
Yeah.
It's like you just really trying to find the best price.
Yeah, yeah.
Find the best numbers
good
that. Yeah,
yeah,
good.
I mean, because the price don't, if the quality ain't good, but that's why you need to holler at Bold Black and Beautiful. She is definitely too, right. That's Miss Bold Black and Beautiful.
Now, see, that's,
she is going to be doing, that's why you see, you like that plug in. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be the one who can press your shirt. You know what I'm saying? Who can print on your shit? Yeah. So that's what we need.
We can
as
do,
far as black businesses. We're trying to outsource too much to these people that we can't touch.
Yeah.
You can touch her. I mean, you can't. Don't physically touch her. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? You can go over there and be like, hey, look, man, I want my shirt like this. Look, touch this shirt right here.
It's called custom. Called customized.
That's my shirt right here.
Customized.
Yeah. Now look, as a customer, this is what I want my shirt to feel like.
Yeah, comfortable in a bitch.
True. This is what, touch my shirt, Shree. This is what I want my shirts to feel like. It feel like my wife is rubbing me the whole time.
The whole time.
Feel
like you are entrenched.
It feel like she's on me.
She feel like she rubbing you ever so deep.
Yeah, she got
you
her
are
own,
entrenched.
Yeah,
in love.
She is on me. That's how you know it's like. That's how you want your shirt to feel, Sheree.
Yeah, I can dig it though.
You know what I'm saying? So you need to talk to Sheree at Bold Black and Beautiful. And you need to get your shirts online too. Teespring. Tell them.
Teespring.com, man.
So I can be able to go online. Cause it don't cost you nothing. Yeah. So we just trying to put them up on game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost nothing. You can adjust the prices as you want to, too. Like, you can go in there and, like, hey, I want my shirt to be $10 a day. Yeah. Right, Fredo?
Hey, look,
right,
yeah, for sure, like for, sure, for sure.
You can do that. Teespring, go there, upload your stuff. Go ahead,
Fredo. Let me check it out.
Teespring, that's where we at.
You already know how we
like,
how we.
Like
how
they
we
did going. Our mask. Show them our mask, you know. We got the mask right there. Everyday life with Rookie Fino.
Yeah,
they can do your dealer game, man.
This shit's stupid official.
So you know what I'm saying?
It's our quality right here. This is the quality.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, just come shop with us. But it's all about my nigga Roger today.
Yeah. Man, we proud of you just because
exactly.
You ain't stopping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't stop, man, because ain't nobody push. Because that's what our town do. We don't really get behind our artists, our entrepreneurs.
Like we supposed to.
Yeah, like, yeah. Unless you in the circle.
Yeah.
That we circle over you.
The cool kids.
Yeah. We ain't the cool kids.
That's
we ain't.
And we don't.
I feel it, because I won't know.
Nigga, we really are the cool kids. Yeah. Because we the real niggas. But it's like, you know, we don't mix in them circles. Yeah. We don't play them politic games. You come over here playing politics, it ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah.
So, you know, we only highlight the real niggas and real black businesses.
Oh, hey, look.
And that's what it is with you.
He share our stuff. So you got to come on here.
Three
you
times.
You feel me?
Three times.
You know what I'm saying?
He got a business
now, you
going
on. Now, we got people who we bring on here. They'll turn brand new. Yeah. That's right. But he hadn't even got on here yet, and he already sharing it. You know what I'm saying? Because he know the real, don't he, Fino? He know the real.
Yeah, we've been rocking and rolling for a minute, so.
Real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Keep on going. And if anything that me and Fino at Bold Black and Beautiful and, you know what I'm saying, LBBM Clothing and Sam Van, that we can do to help you.
We're gonna push that shit. We're gonna make sure that shit go out there, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I did. I really just wanted to highlight, bro, cause like, bro was solid. Like for me, he is solid, real nigga. He stand on his 10. He take care of his family like a man. He creating a business for himself. Not long that he working. So all of these are the makings of a respectable food. Man.
Yeah.
Working
on food.
Damn
right.
7 days a week.
So do you got kids?
Nah, I ain't got no kids right now.
Yeah.
But I got 9 nieces and nephews.
Yes.
There you go.
So that's what's up, man.
Oh, he got a bit. It's a shitload of them dealers, man. Shout out to all the dealers.
All
in the
dealers, man.
Shout out to the gang.
Shout out to the whole dealer gang.
You know what I'm saying?
DGM. Yeah.
You know. So is you still doing the music?
Yeah. I'm still dipping and dabbing in the music. Uh-huh. But right now,
this the business.
My main focus is building up my brand.
Okay.
Right.
All
right. And for me to build up my brand, that's why I have my cousins like Illa Dilla.
Yeah.
Trailblazer.
Shout out.
Dizzy Badass.
Shout out that nigga
Shout
Illa.
Out to the gang.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I got them
three times
on the music.
Okay.
Well, I can put more focus into my the business.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Building the brand, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And plus, I just hit 30. I ain't trying to
hide. Yeah. Cause you 30?
Ah!
30.
You turned 30
today?
Hey, look.
My clip full of 30
now. Hey, look, my boy got a... Hey, he dirty 30, man.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the young nigga. What year was you born?
90.
Shout out to all the 90s babies turning 30.
Wait a minute. Sheree, this dude say he was born in 90. I graduated in 90. You know what I'm saying? So 90 was popping. In Mother Henry, I'm trying to tell 90, you this stuff. 89? Did that was year you were really? Nah, you made it.
90s was cracking.
You really a pre love baby, a Valentine baby. You know what I'm saying? That's right. I'm a Valentine baby. I'm a love baby. So I'm going to show some love, but at the same time, I'll cut that love real quick. So you
know. Hey, you already know what it is.
But we got some questions for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? Now, y'all listen to this real good. Do you want to wake up to fellatio or joyride? I like the way you ride. Yeah. Or being hand fed your breakfast. Which one do you want?
Hey, I like the breakfast in bed, but that joyride,
that's not like it might
look,
be.
Look, Sheree looking like, what's a joyride? You don't get a joyride, Sheree.
What's a joyride?
Oh my god.
Hey, man, this nigga Rook is drunk. Nigga, I know I be on this bitch lit. This nigga loaded today.
I'm gonna tell you what a joyride is. A joyride is this.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you done laid in the bed and you done feel somebody climb on top of you, like, and then Seattle playing in the background.
Ooh. I love the way you ride, yeah. I love the way you ride. Yeah.
But you Seattle though, she ain't do. You Seattle, you feel me? Yeah, your girl is Seattle. The big, you know how that beat be banging down the ride.
Right.
She be, hey, I love that joke right there. So you know that's what a joke ride. So for your next man, I mean,
it's foolish today.
So if your woman, for your woman, if she ain't giving you no joy ride,
you done with your cup?
She ain't. You ain't doing your job. You feel me? If you ain't giving no joy ride.
Hold up, let me pour mine. It's the birthday toast. It's the birthday toast.
If you ain't giving no joy ride.
I already had some in there.
You ain't doing your job.
Do you feel the same way?
Yep.
If you ain't giving no joy ride, a joy ride could come in the middle of the day.
Yep. Salute. Salute.
You know what I'm saying? A joy ride could come anytime, but you know, we're going to get off here. Is there anything you would change about your life so far?
Change about my life? Be honest, nah, cause I like the lessons that I've learned, and I feel like if I ain't went through that, I wouldn't be who I am.
Damn right.
Man, great answer.
And I
kind of like the person I am.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I made some big changes when I was younger growing up. So
damn right.
I'm cool.
Okay. Has COVID-19 changed your mental state or how you look at things?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Because at first I took it as a joke. I was one of the ones that took it as a joke.
Oh, man.
I was one of the ones who thought the government was trying to
dang on. Finesse niggas.
Yeah, finesse the shit out of niggas, you feel me?
Yeah.
But then, you know what I mean, I had some people that were close to me, and they parents and shit, like, died from me. So I was like, all right. She's getting real.
It ain't funny no more.
It ain't funny.
Then, like, close people that I worked with
started getting
They started losing people and shit like that. So I'm like,
contracting that shit.
So that's when I started adding the masses
to
my clothing line.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I do the masses myself.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't really put that online because I wouldn't be able to hand them out more locally instead of pay for it because it's urgent that you have a mask.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what the fuck
Exactly.
My nigga been busting this shit down for a minute, man, on some entrepreneur shit, though.
Yeah.
That's what
Now, do you want fried turkey or baked turkey?
Fried.
You want it fried?
Yeah, I like fried.
Okay.
Fried.
Are you still rocking CDs? XM Radio, YouTube, or Apple Music?
I don't do the CDs. A little bit of YouTube, a little bit of Apple Music, a little bit of Spotify, all that, all platforms.
So you ain't got no CDs? So you dirty.
I'm telling you, bro, it's a breakdown. When it get to the CD, we know that CDs ain't cracking no more.
Nobody buy CDs.
Hell no.
No, it ain't about buying them. But I'm saying, if I ain't got no Oscar, I can throw in my old E40 or T-Short CD in my CD player. Y'all got CD player in your car?
Yeah, I don't use it. Yeah.
And you either Bluetooth that shit.
Yeah,
okay. Wait a minute. So if you ain't got your cord, what do you use?
See, I'm freestyling down the road.
I'm gonna keep
my cord. No, wait a minute. Don't say I'm gonna keep my cord. Cause some of y'all are go down the road and they ain't even got your charger. And your phone, if I call you. Man, I can't talk right now because my battery dead. Hey, is that woman saying?
Man, look, I ain't messing with you.
I done been lying with somebody. Yeah. We ain't got the same kind of.
Hey, we got a part two coming for Cuz, man. Cause we got to get.
This is the last question. Yeah, okay, this is the last question.
Gotta get the pop.
Okay, this is the last question. Do you want Hardy's tenders? Cause I heard they got some banging with some Bojangles tenders. Listen to this question, Kevin. The Popeyes blackened tenders or the cookout tenders?
Give me the Popeyes.
Yeah. You know they gotta cook them special, don't you?
Yeah, Popeyes shit.
I'm talking about the blackened tenders.
Give me them.
Yeah, if you order them, they gotta bring them out the pack and make them fresh.
Yeah.
So they ain't the ones that been sitting up in the back of a 30.
Give me that.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So that you learn something today. And them things bang.
Hold up. Before we go.
Yeah.
Before we end this segment, tell them the website again.
Hey, y'all can go get y'all hoodies for that www.dillagangapearl.com.
Hey, look, we show love to the real niggas because the real niggas show love to us, man. So y'all make sure y'all go shop with DGM Apparel. Tap in with my nigga. You already know FBBM Clothing, Sam Vance Apparel, Bold Black and Youth. Tap in with us. That's how we moving, man.
Big mob shit.
So you big mob shit. You already know how we moving. This concludes this segment of Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. You know how we moving. Let's go, mob.
Gang, gang.
Man, good.
Yo, you already know what this is. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. We in the building. And I got my pops in the building today. I got my dad in the building. Let's go. Jeff Harrison, what's happening?
How y'all doing?
Got my man in the building, man. And he's tapping in with us to let us know why it is important to vaccinate. And you know, because last week, myself, I was like, man, I ain't taking no damn vaccination shot, man. And earlier in the week, I was talking to Rook, and Rook was like, he's like, yo, Papa Jeff gonna vaccinate? So we asked him if he was gonna do it. And,
we asked him live.
Yeah, we asked him live if he was gonna do it. So now we're gonna get his official answer on why it's important for you to vaccinate right now, man. So OG Triple Jeff Harrison, Ridgeway Vet in the building. What's happening?
Oh, man. So, how y'all doing?
Good. So... you gonna take the vaccine?
Yes.
Why?
Because of my age, for one thing. And, you know, I'm over 65.
Okay.
And I have hypertension.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's like what's called underlying issue. But I'm just gonna give myself a chance. I mean,
okay. But, yeah. This is my. Does the Tuskegee Airmen, what they did to them, does that have any drawback on how you look at it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I remember the Tuskegee, talking about Tuskegee.
They
injected them with syphilis.
Yeah.
Without them knowing it.
Do you remember that shit, too?
Oh, yeah.
They had a vaccine. They gave it to him, and then they came back and had a vaccine and wouldn't give it to him. Mm-hmm. That's why I think some black folks is looking at this like
they want susceptible to not taking it.
Yeah, like we don't know. I don't know about this. So that right there is long ago, and they don't play no part in you not wanting to take it.
No, but I know people got that in the back of their minds, you know. And that's what a lot of black people are. Suspicious about it, but you know, because way things are, you know, we always the last to know.
Yeah, okay.
And people probably saying, man, they might try to get up on us again, but
I don't know.
I'm gonna take it. You know?
Okay.
Pop said he taking that shit regardless or whatever. He said he don't care.
Yeah.
What the hell going on? It's like his health. You know what I mean? It's like this is your health that you playing with. So when I said it. Well, we was talking about it in the truck this week. Pops was like, he was more some shit like, nah, I gotta take it.
Yeah, and you was like,
how old are you? Let the people know how your age, Pops.
I'm 68.
He's 68 years old. The man looked like he's 42. But that's another story. But he was like adamant about like, yo, I'm taking the mask. So Rook was like, yo, we gotta have him on the show. We gotta have him on the show to let him know, let people know why it's important. Like, you're looking at shit from, we're looking at studies from back in the day versus now. You know what I mean? And you either gonna pay attention to back in the day or you gonna save your life now. So I think for you, it's more of a self-preservation. I don't give a damn what nobody talking about.
Yeah.
I got to save myself.
Damn right. So how do you feel? That's what the question was. You said you won't gonna take it.
No, I'm not gonna take it. I'm still okay. I'm gonna say I'm not gonna take it because I just don't know. I'm gonna let quite 100,000 people take it, and we'll see how it turned out for them.
Okay.
I feel like the first few people are going to be the guinea pigs. Okay. Like anything. Like, yeah. You know, really? The first few people are going to be the guinea pigs, and we'll see how it turned out. Like the woman that passed out the other day on TV. They gave the chick the COVID vaccine.
Okay. I ain't see her.
And she passed out, but they said she had a prior condition. But if you're a doctor, why the fuck is you a doctor with a prior condition when you pass out? But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, I'm going to let a few people be the guinea pigs and we'll see how it go. But I don't think that it's no different than the flu shot. Like, the flu shot is a preventive method from getting the flu. And the vaccination is a preventive method from getting the corona. That's what it is. I'm just kind of nervous about. I think I'm going to be injected with the motherfucking vaccine, you know what I mean, with the virus. But to fight the virus. Yeah. Antibodies.
Yeah, but I think that lady that a couple of them had a reaction from, but they was had allergies or something.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what they said it was. It was some damn allergies or some shit, yeah.
Yeah, but I take the flu shot every year. Because I got to get Jeff to take it. He won't take it. But I take it. I always have to take
every year.
Flu shot. Because this ain't no flu shot, you know.
Yeah.
But, I just got to take it because I'm just give myself a chance.
Yeah, you know, give yourself a chance.
Because my age.
Yeah. So has COVID-19 affected your mental state?
No.
You know, as far as do you think about things differently?
Oh, yeah.
So everything, you know.
I stay at home. I go out when I have to.
When you got to.
I don't have to. Most time I'm at home.
Yeah.
I got enough stuff around the house to do, and I'm good.
Okay.
Damn right. You got them chickens on it.
Yeah. My chickens and my guinea.
Hey, my dad got chickens. He got guinea fowl. You understand me? Hey, he got shit to do. He got chicken coops and roosts. Yeah. Let's go, man.
Yeah. So
birds in the coop.
So has being a father changed for you from being a father 20 years ago?
From
when Jeff was Layla's and Eli's age to now. I mean, what has changed, you think, as far as for you? You know what I'm saying? That you like, man, I don't, sure. Get that back for your own.
when Jeff was coming up, you know, me and his mother, we were married for about 21 years, you know?
Yeah.
And then we separated, but then I always have taken care of Jeff, you know?
Yeah.
And,
how things changed, like, okay, nigga, I had Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eli got PlayStation 5 and shit.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
What's the difference?
That's what what's the difference? Do you have a difference?
Hey, Rook, he wanted to go in there. I took care of my kids, motherfucker. I'm a motherfucker. I took care of all mine.
Yeah, you have, but, you know, like, back then, you could bust him in the tail and there won't no repercussions.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can't just you know what I mean?
He's living ass now.
No. Yeah. Well, it's just now reared his head between me and him.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to say this. Like, I didn't really think I did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he was serious. But I was looking at it like, this is how they did it back in the day. If you correct somebody's kids, I felt like me and him had that karate where I could.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, like the buck stopped right here. Like, you can't say nothing to my kid.
No, you can't be.
But that's the difference, though.
No, but see,
wait. But that's the difference. If me and you partners,
right.
I won't say nothing like, you know what I'm saying? But I was just teaching her a lesson.
And
life.
I ain't used to that, though. You got to just.
But
you say teach a lesson.
But I didn't touch her though, did
I? To my daughter.
No.
But if me and you partners,
right.
it ain't no cut and dry.
That's right.
I ain't used to people.
Look, but if you say something to my son and he wrong, he just wrong.
Yeah.
It ain't just like if I say something, you know what I'm saying? Ain't that how you spoke? It's a difference though. It's a difference. It's like me and him come up under the same.
Mm-hmm.
We Ridgeway, and if...
Hold up!
Now, you Ridgeway, but I'm saying, his mom and my mom the same age.
Yeah.
If Jeff told me to sit down and I bust your tail, my mama can't say nothing.
That's right.
Unless I was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was wrong. Now, if I ain't wrong, he got to swallow that, don't you?
That's right.
Like, you was supposed to swallow it, but you was looking at me like, nigga, you can't talk to my daughter like that. But I didn't say...
I thought he was playing.
No, he wasn't playing. He looked at me like, Tony looked at me because I had to back down. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't going to back down. I had to back down because we doing this show. But it was real because...
This is everyday life of Rucafino shit. What he talking about, what happened is he was talking about a situation where he gave my daughter the phone.
Yeah.
And my daughter had put the phone down. And he was like, I'm mad at you, Phoenix, because you know you're supposed to give me my phone back. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm like, nigga, you gave her the phone. She's 7 years old. She's still right here with the phone. It's just not in her hand. So how I looked at it, it was on some shit where like, okay. I wasn't feeling him addressing my daughter.
Go ahead.
I don't play
that shit. What?
But that's my brother. That's my brother though. That's my brother, I'm not mad at him, but it was just it kind of caught me off guard because that you understand I'm the only man in my daughter's life besides her papa, and whenever she go to his house, so I'm not used to a man even trying to say like, oh, you did something wrong or some shit like that, like, bro. I didn't know how to handle that. I still don't know how to handle that shit. I just feel like I'm going to stand on what I was standing on. Like, bro, you gave her the phone. I had asked her earlier. I was like, you ain't bring no electronic device with you? I said, you finna be asked out, baby. We got internet all through here. But Rook was like, I'm going to give you my phone.
Right.
I'm looking at her like she my niece.
Yeah.
If she is my niece.
Look, I'm going to say this right here, Rook. I apologize if I came off on you like you was rough.
I'm gonna be straight up honest. No, you did. You came off like a father supposed to came off.
No.
Yes, you did. That child is 7 years old. Do you know how much that phone costs? You supposed to be responsible for that phone. You gave that to her, so you in the back of your mind, I need to know that I need to get my phone or whatever. Yeah. And your tone was too much. She could hear what you're saying.
I wanted her to hear what I was saying.
But you're wrong.
Hold on. We gonna end it right here because we fucking up the show.
It's good ass shit.
But you gotta understand, I'ma say this for the record.
Yeah.
Any motherfucking body listening or hearing or seeing me, I ain't going for nobody saying shit to my kids. And I feel like this is my brother, true indeed.
Yeah.
But I tear this motherfucker up if I feel like my shit being disrespected. But he won't disrespect them. But at the same time, we gotta set the air and put it out there because I know that bothering Rook.
Yeah.
Okay, but look, it was a teachable moment. Now I understand. Now I see both of y'all side. But Rook, like I said, he let her use the phone, but I mean, I wouldn't have let her use the phone.
Yeah.
First of all, but what he was trying to tell you, what he was telling Phoenix,
yeah,
is that she had the phone, and she should have, when she was, you know, finished, she should have bought it in here, but she just laid it out there and somebody could have picked it up.
Yeah,
you know, of course,
yeah,
she's a child.
Yeah.
At the same token, but, you know, don't get upset over that, because, you know, that's, you know, don't get upset over that.
And Blackwell, hey, my nigga 730 say she's 7.
She's 7.
And she laid the phone down, and let's move on, because we're spending too much time on it.
Yeah, okay.
But this is everyday shit. Y'all don't look at, oh, no, them niggas getting real. We real black men.
Yeah, we black
men. And these are situations that come up, and we gonna address them.
Yeah.
Rook was feeling some kind of way. He addressed it, so we addressed it on air. Let's move on. Mark.
Do you want cranberry sauce, pickle beets, or cha-cha served with your Christmas dinner?
I like cranberry sauce and pickle beets. I like both of them.
Damn, what the fuck is pickle beets?
Oh, man, beets are, well, some people call them sugar beets, you know, they're a lot of people back in the day had them with pinto beans and stuff, but my parents just had them.
Oh, shit.
They have them on the table with
that sound like beans. Might be good as fuck, though.
Oh, they're good. Sugar beets are very good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want Jiffy, homemade cornbread, or hoe cakes with your beans?
Now back in the day, we just had regular cornbread and whole cakes, but now my wife and said we just get Jiffy.
No fucking Jiffy!
Yeah. It may be a little step down, but
it's a little.
I ain't saying it what the fuck it is.
I mean, my mama cooked homemade cornbread today, and it tastes like nigga, you reach over my plate, I smack your head off your shoulder. But you know that's how good it is.
Right.
Do you remember that little grease cup on the stove, and what was it used for?
It was used for, you know, like have some eggs or something.
Yeah.
It just add a little bit of grease or something. Yeah. It was just convenient, you know. it would be on top of the stove or look like a little shelf. And, and you just add to it, you know.
Put
you
a little grease. Yeah.
Slam the eggs and get dry.
Hey, what it be in there? Bacon grease.
Whatever you cook, chicken grease, pork chop grease, all that grease that they had in the week, it's like they recycling.
That's what it was.
You ain't gonna go buy no more. What's the name? You got it. You got it already.
I want some egg grease right now.
Damn, that shit do sound good with some egg. Hey, scrap me some egg. Throw you a little a bit of that bacon grease. Come on, man. That what you call it? Stove grease. What you call it?
Oh, no.
What you call it?
A grease cup.
Grease cup.
Yeah.
Some of that grease cup.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Okay. With low.
Do you want collard greens, turnip greens, or crease salad?
I like turnip greens, but I love Christmas salad too. But I mean, it's been a while since we had Christmas salad.
And what are you getting at? Tell me where you get it at.
Where you find it at is like out in a field.
What the fuck you mean a field?
Yeah,
not a store.
No.
Well, you brought it up, but when we used to get out on the field somewhere, because it's real low to the ground, you can take a little knife and cut it.
Yeah, that's right. That's what my daddy told me today.
Yeah. But I think you can find it in the grocery store now, I guess. But back in the day, it wasn't nothing to go out in a field and find creasy salad. Yeah.
I ain't never heard, what's the name of it?
Creasy salad.
Creasy salad.
Fucking spell it.
C-R-E-A-S-Y.
Creasy salad.
That's
crazy. It's delicious. It is delicious.
Yeah. It's better than collard greens and turnip greens.
Get the fuck out of here!
You heard what he said. He told you.
Chris said it's delicious. For real.
Yeah. Pop, I ain't know that shit. Yeah.
Okay, do you remember Sam Cooper's black-owned restaurant?
Yeah.
Tell us, where was it at?
But down here off of Fayette Street, down on Fayette Street.
And that was one of the only black-owned restaurants where you can get black folks going out in the front door and get it.
Yeah, fishing stuff.
I've never heard of that. What's the name of this?
Sam Cooper.
Sam Cooper, yeah.
Sam Cooper.
And my daddy said you would know the name of that if you was,
Yeah, Sam Cooper.
Okay, this is one of my questions. How did you feel about going to the side door for your food at Ridgeway Drive-In?
Okay.
Before you go into it, explain what Ridgeway Drive-In is.
Ridgeway Drive-In is a little, it's like a little cafe. Now, back in the day, when I was coming up as a kid, anybody know what Ridgeway Drive-In is?
Tap in. If you know what Ridgeway Drive-In is, tap in. All my Ridgeway niggas tap in.
Oh, Clarence's. Oh. You would go to Clarence's to the side, though, too, right?
Then Clarence's wasn't Clarence's. Clarence's was called Virginia Carolina Steakhouse. People just call it BC Grill.
History, nigga. Let's go.
And you had to go, black folks had to go to the side door.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever...
Finish the story about drive-in. About the
drive-in. Okay, now, like, back in the day, I was a little young thing then. Probably about 12, 13.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was bigger. White folks would go inside.
Yeah.
Because they had booths and everything in it.
Yeah.
Because black folks, we had to go on the side, you know, what's that, colored on, a curb service, what they had. And we had to go around on the side. And I was telling Jeff one time, it was about eight of us, little boys, you know, 13, teenagers.
Yeah.
We was up there one night.
Statue of limitations, nigga, let's go.
We was up there one night waiting for our food. And we just standing around waiting for our food. These two white guys come out of the driving. And if we're just good, they got in front of us. We're sitting up waiting for our food. And one said to us and said, well, you know, so-and-so, this wouldn't be no bad place to have these, you know.
Say it, Pop. Fuck that. It's a podcast. Say it.
Okay.
Say it.
So this wouldn't be no bad place to have all these niggas hanging around. But before he can get that out of his mouth good, we was on him.
Ridgeway niggas, free time.
we just jumped on him and his buddy. Hey, look, we went off and left our food, but hey.
You don't want that food.
You don't want the adrenaline pumping now. Yeah. Cracker done called you a nigga. You and your homeboys, niggas.
We you know, mind our own business. Yeah. You know, we doing what we supposed to do. But that's where it was back then.
So I was gonna ask, did you ever think they would ever spit in y'all's food? Did you ever, did that thing?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Okay. And probably so. Hey. Close, I would I'd be naive to think that that never did happen, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, you just, that's where it was. It wasn't nothing for them to, you know, because they gave the food, but they probably did.
Tap in.
Or milkshake or whatever. Yeah. Spit in and stir it up, you wouldn't know the difference. You think about that.
Fuck, I ain't even think, like, dang.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, people don't understand coming up in them times where you can't, tell them what you are, Pop. Like, I'm proud to have my dad on here today because I've heard, I've gotten history throughout my whole life. That's who helped make me and mold me to who I am today. So it's like, it's a lot of shit that I want him to put out here to let people hear because he's a walking history book. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I just be wanting to ask him certain questions like.
And you do.
I do. I always ask you questions, but like I want you to let the people know, like, what was it like being a kid in 1962,
63? Okay, I was talking to my brother Barry the other night.
Shout out Uncle Barry.
Yeah.
Ohio, what's up?
Yeah, and me and Barry was talking about that, and he was saying, he said that, It was segregation time. You know, it was segregation. But like Barry said, that it was rough, but you know, hey, we had a good time, you know?
Yeah. It's like they didn't, it's like they weren't a part of your world, though, right?
Yeah,
like
it was like, going on.
But it wasn't a part of, you know, it's like you was like, y'all was in y'all's own world. Like, we ain't even looking at y'all. Mm-hmm. We ain't paying no, is that what you saying? Like, what y'all got going on, don't we? Hey.
No,
get out of here.
Yeah, we still rode our bikes. We still rode our bikes on the street and walked down, but I'm going to tell you, it was a lot of times, I'm going to tell you, like I tell anybody, I got called the word nigger practically every day. Walking up down the street, going to the store, because you had to go to the store, you had a King John store up the street, and a Scott's grocery store.
And you could smack down one of them in the mouth.
No. When they would come by, you know, they would holler out the window.
Oh,
they would holler out the window after on the
car. Yeah, across the road.
Hey, nigga. A lot of times they would throw something at you. I remember my cousin got somebody threw a radio at him and hit him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But what we doing though?
Y'all niggas, man.
But the way we would do, because we got wives too, we just kept rocks in our pockets. And when they would come by sometime, you know, like, nigga, we didn't even know a whole lot of bad words. We call them, like, white sages. I ain't know what the heck it was.
What you know? Call them?
A white sager.
What's that?
I don't know.
That's something white.
Because my mother told them. I guess it
was something bad.
It was like crap.
It was something bad, but it wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they knew what it was. And a lot of times they turn around, go down the road and come around. When they come back, they be hitting the car with rocks.
How many windshields do you think you busted?
I don't know. Your life? I broke a lot of windshields.
Fuck.
I mean, because
you from the town, like you from Ridgeway. He from Ridgeway.
Yeah.
Let's not get it mistaken. Main Street, Summit Ridge Road.
And look, I'm not throwing off on like that happening. You know, people in Ridgeway, because you know white folks in Ridgeway, but we didn't have all that problem with what it was at the time. See, they have this bypass in that 220. Everything came through Ridgeway.
Yeah, like they left right there.
Ridgeway was really like the city.
Yeah, trucks and everything came through there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people from out of town, North Carolina, and there was some rough folks coming out of North Carolina. And those were the ones would call your names and stuff.
Yeah, because they ain't know no way. They were out of town.
Yeah.
But so when you passing came through Ridgeway, you didn't go over there by where it turned left. It won't go on straight down there to Carolina. What? Uh-uh. Or was that a one-way street?
It was like
a one-way road going down there.
Yeah, well, no, it was back and forth. Like, but like I said, like 87, you know, like 87.
Yeah.
All that came right past.
Right through Main Street.
Main Street.
Yeah. So 221 right there?
No.
So what about 220? The only way to North Carolina was 87.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's saying a lot.
That's where a lot of folks from North Carolina, everybody would come through there. That's what
Yeah. That means that everybody going through North Carolina.
Yeah. They had to come
through Ridgeway. Yeah.
When they came through Roanoke, they had to come through Ridgeway to get to Greensboro.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and
it ain't no 220.
Yeah, you gotta come through, ain't no bypass, it ain't no main roads. Everything coming through Ridgeway to go to
the main street. It came right by our
so
street.
So that shit was really
right
like,
by our street.
That shit was really like, cracking.
So when they say they don't know where Ridgeway at, they lying.
Oh yeah.
All my real Ridgeway niggas step in the business. A lot of y'all niggas that don't claim Ridgeway because y'all don't know y'all history. But if you're Ridgeway, man, tap in with us. Yeah. You already know how we moving.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. This concludes the segment with our pops. He don't want to do it, but I'm trying to get him to come on here at least once a month. I'm going to tell him, we're going to pay the man. I tell him, pops, we're going to pay you. My pops was working. He just recently stopped working months ago. You know what I mean? But I know he'll work for a little bit of bag. So he's going to be back. I don't give a damn what nobody say. We're going to be back. It might be season two, but he be back. And you already know what this is. This concludes this segment for Everyday Life with Rook and Fino.
Wait a minute. You got something you want to say? You just pull out this paper.
Hey, Pop, is there anything you want to get? My bad.
Yeah.
I just want to read off, you know, about...
Go ahead.
Read your shit, Pop.
I'm not telling nobody new. It's just...
read your shit.
One reason why I'm taking this shot and everything.
Why are you taking the vaccine? Why are you taking the vaccine? That's the reason for him being here.
Yeah.
What is the reason for you adamant about that?
I'm taking it because, like I said, I'm 68 years old. And, you know, if I don't take it, who knows? Because I know people who have died. You know, I know a lot of people, 10 people stuff, who have died from
the
virus. And what would I look like? I ain't gonna do it. I'm still trying to talk Jeff into taking it. He's his own man. Anyway, I'm just giving a few little statistics about the coronavirus that people, I'm sure y'all already know. Okay, among Black Americans, we are 2.8 times more likely than whites to die from COVID-19. We are 3.7 times more likely than whites to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
In the Pew Research, 57% of Black Americans do not want the vaccine. 57%.
They don't want it. That's a lot. That's half of America.
Yeah, that's a lot of Black people.
That's half of America.
But I'm saying we just have to trust the issues. Because you are 50% protected with the first shot. You know, you've got to take two shots with that. Of course, that the Moderna would just come out. That's just one time. But
yes, sir.
With the Pfizer, you got to take two shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're 50% protected with that, and with the first shot, and you're 90% protected with the last shot. So.
Yeah. So you get two shots.
Yeah, you got to get two shots with the Pfizer vaccine. I just want to
that's what we.
That's what we on that.
We respect facts.
Yeah.
You can't come on here.
You
can't go nowhere if you don't got your facts right.
Yeah.
You got facts. You got the officials.
Yeah.
So that's hell yeah. I hope that Black people will get most susceptible to taking it. Even if you're older, I hope you do, but. I don't know. I just think that we just got a lot of more. We just got a whole lot more researching to do, and it's a whole lot more shit we got to do pertaining to that. But I respect you and the reason for you taking it.
Yeah.
I advise everybody that's 60 and above, 50 and above, to take that.
Yeah.
Believe that, man. So, that's what it is, man. I got my pops in the building. I got my bro in the building, and I don't care what nobody see. This is my bro. We've been rocking since I was 15, 16 years old. I'm 35 now. So to let you know what it is, man, this is family. We rocking and rolling. It's Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. And we out. My life.
All right. That was good.
How's your boy? I know he's no little boy no more, but that was a little bit of dude.
Nah, he's 21 yet.